The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What's going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 251. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, even though I'm not a screen. And tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez, the face of Throwdown.
Sup, people? How's it going?
All right, we got Chris Seeley in the house.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
Brian Monjoma.
Rumor has it that Microsoft are changing their Xbox division called the Crossbox.
Oh, shit. And welcome, and coming back to us once again, Mr. Brent Murdoch.
Yeah, we talk about this, and I don't know why you don't put Brian last.
Yeah, I should. Hey, Brett, how's Black Desert going for you, man?
Dude, it sucked me in.
That's why I figured you've been missing.
Oh, dude. Like, it's got me the way Monster Hunter grabbed me in the beginning.
Oh.
I could not find the answer.
What the fuck?
Whoa, whoa. What is that? Is that a Siri?
Who asked Siri?
Apparently my smartwatch decided to jump in on that comment. Sorry about that. Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Fancy smartwatch.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could probably talk about Black Desert later when we talk about what we've been playing. And of course, me being the professional host that I am, I don't even have my show notes ready. So give me a second here. So this week we got some stuff. TGS happened, NPDs, and...
Well, TGS is happening.
Excuse me?
You know, it's happening.
Yeah. So, but we'll save TGS for a little bit later. Let's talk about NPDs, man. August NPDs, I believe. And
Yep.
Yeah, once again, Nintendo Switch is... I think Nintendo Switch has won every single month this year, hasn't it?
Yeah, from what I can recall, they've won every month.
Hardware, yeah, I think.
Yeah, makes sense, you know. It looks like, based off these numbers, that like sales are down like 18% shit from last year. Goes to show you, man.
To think what came out last year during this time.
What did come out last year?
Well, I think we're also closer to a generation, so I think maybe people are pulling back, like just saying, "Oh, well, I'll wait for PS5 or I'll wait for Scarlet." You know?
Yeah,
maybe
exactly.
That could explain some of the downturn. You're just like, "Well, why don't I just wait for the next version?" Or there's a Steam sale.
It's interesting. So check this out. So total video game sales are down 18%. Video game hardware is down 22%. PC and video game software. This includes PC, console, portable, physical, full digital, Steam, PlayStation, Xbox. Down 24%. That's pretty nuts. Video game accessories just down 6%. But yeah, I think you're right. Everybody's just waiting, you know. Wait, waiting for next gen.
We wait.
You know? Anything you guys want to add to that? The sales going down? I mean, kind of expected, to be honest.
You know, it's like the calm before the storm. Once everything starts, you know, once everything starts hitting, that's when it's going to start picking up.
You know?
You know, people are, there's still a few, like, big, you know, games that are coming, and there's, you know, that's probably when it'll start to pick up as well, you know, give it a little spike, you know?
Yeah, exactly. All right, man. Go ahead.
We still got Death Stranding. We still got Ghost of Tsushima. We still got
that's not coming this year.
Yeah.
Last of Us 2, by the way, I think there's going to be an event, Last of Us 2 event. So should be at the end of the month, should be interesting. Ghost of Tsushima, I don't know. I think that's coming next year. I don't think that's coming this year.
I think it's next year.
Yeah. All right, so let's go into the top 20 games. So number one, Madden NFL. Number two, Minecraft. Brian, man. Brian, where you at? I need you for number three, son.
Let me guess. Is it going to be... Kingdom Come Deliverance.
Yes.
I knew it. They re-released it?
Yeah. Yeah. No, people. Once again, I don't get it. GTA 5, man. GTA 5 is number 3.
Makes no sense. Like, it generally makes no sense now.
A lot of people were born...
Yeah,
during,
man.
During August, like 18 years ago, maybe. I don't know.
No, like Brett always says, somebody turns 16 every day, and what do they want? They want GTA 5.
Yep.
It's crazy.
And also, there wasn't anything that came out in August. I think Control came out in August, but like maybe like really late.
Yeah, because it's not even on the list.
Oh, it's not even on the list?
Mm-mm. Nope. Okay. not nothing. All right, so yeah, number 4, Fire... Go ahead, Brett.
Oh, this is the MPD of the Month Without Games.
Yes. The Month Without
Games. Damn. Well, so, like, for example, Control came out in August, but it came out...
The ass August. End, yeah, the ass end of August. Same thing with...
You're probably not going to see anything for...
To be fair, though, Fire Emblem came out the ass end of the month, too, and that shit's number 4.
Wait, when did Fire Emblem came out? I know it came out in August, but...
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't it August? Let's see. Because you're right, if it came out at the
July.
Beginning... okay, never mind. I was wrong about that, people.
We're wrong about that.
You know?
But
right. Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Astral Chain came out in August on August 30th, and and it's far... So it had, what, 1-2 days to get MPDs, but it still didn't... get as high as some other games.
Well, it made it on the list, unlike Control.
Yeah, it made it on the list, but I'm just surprised that it wasn't higher because it's a Switch game. It's a really good Switch game. Even Brian likes it.
I'm just tracking it down to like one day. You know, just wasn't enough time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, but if this was Call of Duty and it only had 1 or 2 days in a month, it'll still be top 3 for sure.
We've seen shit like that. Like, remember Red Dead Redemption? That thing came out like 5 days before the month ended. It was the number 1 game easily, you know?
That shit probably sold the most copies out of any other game in a couple of days.
Probably, yeah. Call of Duty would be the other one. Obviously, that would sell that much, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we got number 4 is Fire Emblem. Number 5, Smash Brothers. Super Mario Maker 2. Number 6.
Mario.
Number 7, Mario Kart 8. Nintendo, man. Damn.
A lot of Mario, man.
Yeah, you know. Mortal Kombat number 8. That's another Switch game, too, if you think about it. Number 9, Rainbow Six Siege. That's still on there. Number 10, Astral Chain. Carlos, there you go. We got number 11, Spider-Man.
Oh, that's surprising.
The man with the plan.
Yeah, that's still in there. I don't think that's left on PDs either, to be honest.
Man, it has legs.
It does, man. Spider legs.
Spider legs. Got 8 of them, man.
Number 12, Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, man. His shit's still there, you know?
It's gonna be on there until they release the Breath of the Wild 2 or whatever the hell they want to call that one.
The Revenge.
But Tony, remember, it's not a system seller.
Yeah. Damn this motherfucker, you man.
inside Brett's like,
To be fair, I don't think that's the game selling systems anymore. I think the Switch sells itself at this point, you know? Number 13, the Red Dead Redemption Deuce. That's number 13 there. Number 14, Call of Duty. Black Ops. Yeah, Call of Duty Black Ops 4 or Foe. Number 15, The Age of Wonders Planetfall. I'd never even heard of that shit. Good for you.
You have.
Yeah, you beat Control. I never heard of this fucking game. No, it's like when you watch the Game Awards and some weird game wins in awards. Like, what the fuck is that shit? You know?
To be honest, it's not the Game Awards. Isn't like that. That's the Academy Awards.
No. The Game Awards is always that one game. Not wins that gets nominated, and usually for Game of the Year, people are like, "What?"
To be honest, they're just filling space. That's all they're really doing. Like, okay, what came out last year? This. All right, throw it in there.
What the fuck are we? Number 16, Mario Party. Lots of Mario, man. Here's another Switch game. Switch games, goddamn. Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3. That's a exclusive, right? On Switch.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so yes. There you go. Another exclusive Mario. Here's another one. Another one. Number 18, Super Mario Brothers U.
Me?
Yeah.
Not me, you.
Yeah. Super Mario Bros. Manny?
Like, yeah, Super Mario. Yeah.
That one.
It's a great one, man.
Super Mario Brothers?
Number 19, the Man of Madan. Chris, didn't you play that shit?
Oh. Apparently not.
No, I guess not.
Yeah, no, he said I did. I did play it.
Okay.
Wait, you? Oh, Manny, you heard him?
Yes.
I didn't hear him.
Uh-oh.
Plot Discord twist. Is fucking weird.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. No, but I did play Man of Medan.
Yeah. What'd you think of it?
I thought Until Dawn was better, to be honest with you. I mean, not, and it's not about the length either. Like, yeah, it's a short game, I understand. And it's the price is cut. Like, it was good for what it was, but I think Until Dawn did this branching path, decision making.
I remember Adam complaining about it too.
Wasn't a butter game, man.
It wasn't a butter game. I remember, Chris, but I remember you were like not hyping it up, but you were like, "Hey, that was cool." Like when they first announced it.
Yeah, I just thought, "Oh, they're gonna kind of like see story like that." So the ship is a real thing. It's a real sea story. So I was like, oh, they're going to take Until Dawn and put it in kind of these contexts of these things that actually happen, or these paranormal stories that, you know, are told. And then I don't know, I played it and I was like,
Oh, man. And then number 20, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, another game that has not left on PD since it came out, you know?
Sleep back forever.
This is interesting. So I'm just running down here. So they actually do talk about this Age of Wonders game. This is from Matt Piscatella. Age of Wonders Planetfall from Triumph Studios and Paradox Interactive debuted as a number 15th best-selling game of August. This is the first release in the Age of Wonders franchise since Age of Wonders 3 launched in March 2014. I didn't know this franchise existed.
Age of Wonders.
I never heard of it either.
And it came out of July. I never heard of this shit. You know? Interesting, man.
Yo, man, is getting that shine, man. The definitive edition.
Yeah. I mean, we got the top 10 of 19, but I don't think it's changed too much. Madden's a new edition in there. But the number one game is still the same, Mortal Kombat 11. Number two game is still Kingdom Hearts 3. And yeah, Matt, think about it. The number three game, Madden, just came out in August, right? That shit's already number three best-selling game of the year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hence why EA will never stop being a bunch of assholes.
Yeah. Think about that. Game came out in August, and it's already number three best-selling game of the entire year. It's crazy, man. Now, I don't see it in the top 10 games of the last 12 months, though. What's up with that, man?
You losing it, EA.
So, yeah, it was also the top game in Xbox and PlayStation, but their one game on the Switch was the Fire Emblem. Why are they showing us 3DS sales? Who gives a shit?
The 3DS is still viable
now. Yeah, for those who care, Pokemon Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon were number one and number two, respectively. Super Mario Maker, that version of it, number three, number four. Go ahead, Brett.
How many do you, I love how you can just tell when the crickets come. how many new Switches do you think the Pokemon games will sell?
Oh, Brett, that's a system seller, bro. Fuck.
You know, some people are angry at that game.
I'm gonna throw a very conservative number out here. Because again, as history has proven, I don't know shit about Switch and the Nintendo fans, so I'm probably gonna be fucking wrong. I'm gonna say it's gonna sell 10 million. At least. I'm being mad conservative right now.
10 million...
10 million, 10 million new Switches by the end of the year. Oh, not
how many Switches have sold already?
Oh shit! How many have sold so far? I actually don't know. Let's look that up. I believe last time I checked was around 30 million. It's got to be more than that. Yeah,
I anticipate about a 50, and I think I'm being conservative here. 50% boost in the user base.
Oh shit! A Switch overall.
By the way, you're not being conservative.
Yeah, 15 to 20% is. I want to say 20. I want to say 15. Yeah, I want to say 20. Oh, okay. I want to say 15%.
Oh, okay. I thought you said 50. I'm like,
yeah.
Fuck.
You said 50. I was like, no way. Now that shit's conservative.
That's no. 15%.
Okay. Yeah, that. I mean, yeah, that's.
I can see that. Oh, hey, Brett, check it out. This is from July 30th. So that's not too far. That's actually that is kind of whatever. Last time as of July 30th, 37 million Nintendo Switch things. Remember, this isn't like Microsoft. Nintendo tells you the exact sales.
Okay.
So they're doing good. Remember when they weren't doing good?
Yeah. 50% would be a 5 million unit boost.
Mm, So I put it.
I'm going to make that call. Who wants to take that bet with me?
Carlos, that's you right there.
Wait, repeat that again. I want to know what I'm betting.
Release a Pokemon in the subsequent, let's say, quarter, 3 months after Pokemon is released, you'll see a 15 or a 5 million unit boost to the sales of Switch.
Well, we need to garner how many numbers they've sold today, because
37 million.
But that's, you said July 30th.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
No, that's, Brett said.
Let's figure out how many they're selling now per month.
Oh, that's a good one.
We'll figure out how many they sell per month for the three subsequent months after the Pokemon release, and we'll gauge it that way.
Hmm. So you're saying post 9/12,
Remember, after the game
from
launches,
9/12 through the end of the year, you will see an extra 5 million Switches sold over the current month-to-month sale rate.
Wait. Well, I think that'll happen regardless of Pokemon.
Yeah, that is also true.
Holiday time?
Yeah, it's going to happen either way. No, but the thing is, shouldn't the bet start as soon as the game drops? Or, like, that should be the starting line or whatever? Like, when the game drops?
And for 3 months after that. Because if people are buying a Switch, you got to give them a little bit of time to save up for the Switch now that Pokemon's out. So I say 3 months is... If you're buying the system for a game, a three-month window, I think it's going to broke.
And you said you said 5 million?
5 million. 5 million unit boost.
I can't make that bet, because that's, I mean, not only is Pokemon Sword and Shield a system seller, but it's releasing just before, like, the Black Friday sales, the Christmas sales, you know? So
it's going to kill it.
So I think I can't take that bet, because I think it'll do 5 million too.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. So, and I guess nobody will take me up on the slightly controversial bet of this Christmas is when Switch kills Xbox.
Oh, that's already going to happen.
Yeah, shit, that might have already happened.
Mark the time.
Because we don't, like Tony said, Microsoft doesn't release console sales anymore. So we don't know how that many. We don't know how many consoles they've sold.
Yeah, we gotta wait until EA leaks it again, like they always do.
Like, hey, whoa.
Yeah, I love how they take a tiny embarrassment and turn it into big news.
Oh, man. All right, man. So that's all for the NPD. So let's get into TGS. So yeah, TGS, as these guys have said, is actually going on right now, man. So yeah, some things have been going on. So I'm just going off these trailers. Who posted this shit? CNET. So let's just talk about them. Final Fantasy VII Remake got a new trailer, and Chris, you said it was just like mostly just cinemas or something.
Yeah, there was a few shots of gameplay, like the real time battle system. There was the Turks fighting, and then there was another battle with some of the Shinra forces, but they barely showed anything. There'd be like a second or two of gameplay, and then there's the rest of the trailer, like 95% of it is cutscenes. So it's like they took that that first part when you're in the Shinra city. What is it, Midgar? Is that the name of the
city?
Yeah.
So that they're embellishing that part altogether, because there was like a giant hologram of the president of Shinra, and he's like challenging them, and I was like, remember that shit?
So they supposedly added all this additional stuff now.
Yeah, I mean, they show Sephiroth for like a second. They show he's like, but he's the main bad guy. That's not a secret.
Yeah.
Well, also the other thing is that if this is all the Midgard section, you don't actually get to see a lot of Sephiroth in it.
Yeah, you won't.
No, I understand. That's what they did that on purpose, but you know, to me it's like, but there's so much more to the game, and they're only showing that part. So I guess the episodic thing is how they're going to release. I mean, they really didn't say. They just said the release date and a pre-order with an art book and a steel case and all that. So they showed that shit. You know, there's a deluxe super.
The deluxe super edition, you said, Chris?
Yeah, there's an edition of the game with an art book, a poster, and it comes in a steel case.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, so there was a pre-order for that at the end of the trailer.
Yeah, I saw the trailer too, and it Yeah, I don't even remember seeing gameplay. Chris said that maybe like 5% of it was gameplay. I don't even remember seeing that 5%.
Yeah, I saw like just about a minute. I'm like, yeah, those are just a little bit of gameplay. But I'm on board, so whatever.
Yeah, anybody that's hyped about Final Fantasy VII doesn't really need this trailer to justify their hype because they're going to be like hype regardless. So yeah, people were hyped to see fucking that Aerith and Tifa and with Cloud doing their own little memes and shit,
hanging on both sides of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so people like that.
Yeah, so you know people are stands for this game when they do that kind of shit. So,
by the way, am I the only one that's bothered every time they say Aerith? I'm like, come on, man. Fucking weebs.
Oh,
it's Aerith? Fucking it's Aerith. No, Carlos. In the trailer, they say Aerith, right? I'm like, you know. I'm like, yo, it's Aerith, motherfucking weebs, man. I blame it. I blame that on them. You know.
You blame that on Riku, man.
Yeah, of course, man. I hardcore blame it on Riku. Yeah. By the way, before we move on, I have to make a confession, man. I got to give a little bit of shout out to Popeye's Chicken. Have you seen what they're doing now? They're doing BYOB. Basically, since their chicken sandwiches sold out, they encourage you to bring your own bread, buy three chicken strips, and put them in between the buns, and you have yourself a sandwich.
Yo, man, I don't know what the hell is going on. Why can't they just get that freaking chicken? I'm just shocked. They're a fucking chicken place that doesn't have that chicken.
And so, but think about it. They're encouraging you to bring your own food so you can make a weird version of their sandwich.
This marketing is so fucking weird with Popeyes. They're either going to fall on their ass or this is some fucking next level genius shit.
They did not expect the response that they got.
Yeah.
So they can't make these things fast enough.
Yeah, by the way, the response was purely driven by social media. This show was already out a month beforehand until people got hold of it. Anyway, let's move on here. Manny, this is for you right now. Speaking about games I don't really need to be sold on anymore. Death Stranding. They showed a long-ass trailer, apparently. Like
yeah,
gameplay.
A 50-minute trailer. And then there's also going to be two other things that they're showing.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. So if you wanted to know what the gameplay of Death Stranding is, you got to see 50 minutes of it. So
I didn't see that trailer. I saw one that was shorter. Like
it was a short one, which is the briefing, like the telling. You know.
Yeah, there's a 7-minute one. Yeah.
Yeah, yes, that's the 7-minute one. That's the cinematic, where you know, with Lindsay Wagner and a diehard man in there. But no, this one was actual gameplay where they show you, you know, him.
I'm sorry, I have to stop you. When I heard Die Hard Man, I was like, is that what they're calling Bruce Willis?
No, man. That's the name of the dude. That's the name of the guy, the dude in the skull mask.
Yeah.
His name is Die Hard. Everybody's
got Die Hard Man.
Everybody has got really cute code names. It's usual Kojima stuff. So, like, he's called Die Hard Man. The friggin' the guy who the director of Neon Demon, he's called Heart Man. The friggin' Guillermo del Toro is called Dead Man.
Oh shit!
You know, so they're all the girl that you saw with the big glasses, she's called Mama, and then there's the you know, whoever else. Yeah.
So yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry. Continue.
they all have cute code names because that's what Kojima does. Yeah. He even needs to name the things like the monsters in like silly cute code names like BTs and BBs. Yeah, it's silly. Oh, anyway, man. So you got to see. It's funny. Like a lot of the operation systems in the game kind of look like Metal Gear 5. Like when you set yourself up to you know how you're going to go out and you know deliver this stuff. It literally reminds me of the preparation menu from Metal Gear 5. He literally has almost like an iDroid thing that pops up on the screen and has all his menus, just like in Metal Gear 5. Just a lot of things just seem like they're the same but different. So there, he demonstrated kind of how, like you know, again how the delivery stuff works. You know, you can plot your path kind of like with the iDroid, where you can plot your path, the path that you want to walk. There's also kind of what are they, semi-passive online capabilities. Brett, you might like this. It's a bit like Dark Souls, where it's like, you know, people can leave messages in different spots and tell you what, you know, tell other people, okay, don't go this way or don't drive your bike this way, stuff like that.
Yo, Manny. So can you say that Death Stranding is the Dark Souls of Strand games?
Apparently it is the only Strand game.
Yes.
And there's also some other sort of social media aspect to the game, which he hasn't spoken about yet. Also, like, if you could, other players can make changes to the environment. So sometimes there's, like, you know, impassable rivers and things like that. You can actually, other players can actually put down those ladders or make bridges, and then they're essentially helping you out on your game. So obviously the game's going to be online. They also showed some more of the combat, where he kind of snuck into this base with these other guys are there. And then, he essentially, you know, steals a car from this guy who tries to escape.
Yeah. I saw that part.
Yep. And then he also has these cool new, like, you have to, there's a lot of, there's a couple of survival aspects to the game where it's like, you have to be mindful about your feet. Because, you know, all the walking and stuff can cause him to get injured. So you bring a extra pair of shoes with you to kind of change them out. The telltale sign is you start to see his foot bleed, like it'll leave like bloody footprints everywhere.
Damn.
Brutal. Then there's like when you're holding a lot of packages, there's a little bit of a sort of mini game to kind of keep your balance by holding the R and L button on the top. So you have to kind of center yourself, or you'll just drop or tip over. There's a couple of other things as well, and yeah, so that's pretty much it. And they showed some of the bike aspect. They showed Kojima showed off some of more of his buddies that he put in the game. yeah, so you know, it looks like a game. Looks interesting.
How come Kojima didn't? Hold on. How come Kojima didn't put you in the game?
because I don't know him. I don't know if you know this, but I'm not exactly in talking terms with Kojima. I can't call him up on the phone and be like, "Yo, what up?"
Yeah.
No. Man, don't you tweet him like every week?
No, I don't tweet him at all. I tweet him every so often, but I mean, it's just to show him some artwork that I drew. But other than that, he's never said anything to me.
God, I want to say something, but I can't say it on air. Please remind me later, Carlos.
Yeah. Yo, man. So I guess I need to watch this 50-minute trailer, man, because I'm convinced that even after I beat this game, I still wouldn't know what the hell this thing is about.
I'm going to sneak this in here. Kojima himself said he doesn't know what the game's about.
Yo.
Oh, no.
Kojima said he's like, I don't really know what this game's about. So I'm like, fuck.
I think that, one thing to know, and you know, is that Kojima, for a lot of his games, they're personal. So I would say that what this game is about is a metaphoric way of what he was going through at the time of the splitting between Konami and all of that stuff, and finding a new path, you know.
Yeah,
that's why he's always saying it's about connections, and he literally puts a bunch of his friends in the thing people that he supposedly made connections with. That's what the game is sort of about.
Is that what Jeff Keighley's in this shit?
Jeff Keighley's in it, I'm sure.
Excuse me.
That's why the Neon Demon guy is in it. That's why Guillermo del Toro's in it. You know, I'm sure he was talking to these guys when he was going through all that stuff with Konami. You know, and that's why he showed these two. There's like his Japanese musician that he had, a friend of his that he put in there, and then some other guy he put in there, and then also the other funky thing that they showed, and we're probably not going to see a lot of this in the States, is that they have a bunch of not commercials, but like, you know, marketing deals with a bunch of other bunch of companies. So like Monster Energy drink is in the game. And then there's like a promotion for Norman Reedus's ride show, Norman Reedus Ride or whatever it's called.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
So there's like all these different things. The Monster thing, I don't think is going to ever show up in the States, because I think a lot of times when they do when he does those sorts of things, they tend to, they have to make those same sort of deals in the United States, and it usually isn't that, like, they never do it. Like, Peace Walker in Japan had what was it? Uniqlo, what was that company? Mountain Dew, Pepsi, and Axe body spray in it. All of those things did not exist in the States, by the way. So, yeah.
By the way, if because I'm reading his statement about he doesn't understand the game. If you read the entire thing, it actually makes sense why he says this. I'm going to read it. He goes, Death Stranding, even now, I don't understand the game. Its worldview, gameplay, they are all new. My mission is to create a genre that does not currently exist and which takes everyone by surprise. There is naturally a risk in that. So I guess that's what he means by he doesn't understand it, you know?
I don't know. Here's the thing. Like, I don't understand, like, why he sees this as a different genre. There's a lot of game. There's a lot of aspects of this game which are literally cut and paste of what he's done previously.
Yeah, even the animations look like Metal Gear. You know,
it's not a new genre. Yeah. It's just there's a new there might be new aspects, but there's so many things that it has in common with the last Metal Gear game, or as far as building bases, you know, getting, you know, maybe not getting soldiers, but getting supplies, doing all these different things, you know, making sure you're clean, weird stuff like making sure you're clean. I think he has added new gameplay aspects to it, but I don't necessarily think it's a totally new idea.
Yeah. Well, he says it's a new genre.
The thing is that, like, again, like, you know, he calls that the Metal Gear, like, the tactic, like, which is a stealth game, right? He named it this kind of kooky name, right?
Yeah.
It's just a stealth game. So
you can build bases in this game. It's survival aspects. It has new type of gameplays. Brett, this game sounds like it's for you.
And also, there's also three different. There's a couple of different difficulties. The higher the difficulty, the more, the more things that you need to keep track of. Probably, like, you know, maybe his shoes wear out even quicker or something like that. Item for fragility, right?
Uh-oh, I don't like the sound of that.
But how's it sound to you? Because I know you're not like a big fan of all that micromanagement and
yeah, that's a little troubling. I'm gonna just there hope. Go ahead.
In the trailer, in the thing, there was a lot to keep track of. Like, it was like as far as the weight that's on Norman Reese's back, whether he has these assistive like cyborg like leg things that go on the side of his leg to help him do the stuff. I mean, so far the idea of the game is just to kind of supposedly connect the world by delivering things to people. It's interesting, you know. I still, even seeing this trailer, I still don't really know what to expect. And to be honest, it does seem like it's a lot of fetch quests idea, you know, where you're delivering supplies to somebody and then you're, you know, doing it one person at a time almost.
I don't know, like, you and I discussed this before. It kind of almost feels like he's pulling a Metal Gear 2 on us. Like, we're not really getting the full picture here, you know?
No, we're not. We're not getting the full picture. We're probably not going to get, you know. He even keeps saying this. He's like, I wish everybody would just, you know, everybody would want to just play the game and not have to know everything about it. But to be honest, like, when it comes to gaming, there's a fair amount of things that you need to sell people on, right? You know, you can't just show somebody Norman Reedus and have somebody automatically be interested in a game.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, the famous people and all kinds of other thing, you know, having Monster Energy drink. These aren't things that people sell things to people. It's what is the daily grind of the game? What are the things that you're going to be doing most of the time? That's the thing he needs to show to people.
The gameplay loop,
exactly. So, so far, everybody's kind of gotten the idea of what the gameplay loop is. It's like you accept a mission, you go to that person, you deliver a thing, and then you connect them to the supposed Carol network, which is what the idea of the game is. You're connecting people through delivering packages, and also odd.
Yeah, that one.
Post-apocalyptic FedEx worker, man.
Oh shit!
And then the next thing that it showed was a boss battle. Uh-oh. So I don't exactly know how this thing works. So he was walking through one of those areas that had the rain had started to fall, and then there's those spirits that are floating in the background. Anyway, eventually one of them finds him, and then it sucks him into the and sucks him like in somewhere. Or like, in other words, you see all that water and he just looks like he's like evil deading. Like, it's like first person mode. And then all of a sudden, one of that crazy giant like lion wolf thing shows up and he's like fighting it with grenades. And so like, it looks like you can't stay in the, like the black water for very long during the fight because it may hurt you. It didn't seem like it showed anything like that, but my guess is he kept on trying to jump onto top of these buildings that kept popping out of the ground. So it's like the ground is like, the gravity's going all crazy. Anyway, as he's having this battle, he runs out of grenades. So then he goes, a little bit of help here. And then all of a sudden you see these kind of like people pop out of the water, the black water, but they're like pure like white and they're like giving him items. So apparently from what I heard, that is the another online aspect where other players can actually assist your assist you and you can assist them by giving items. So
yeah. It's going to be very interesting, you know, yeah, for sure. Any other thoughts on Death Stranding?
I mean, it's I keep saying this is probably going to be the most divisive game ever made.
Ever made? Yeah. Yeah. You mean by Kojima? You mean?
Yeah, by Kojima.
Yeah, I don't know about ever. You know.
I have a question for Manny.
Oh. Uh-huh.
You know, you have your infamous Spidey senses when it comes to video games. Mm-hmm. What do your Spidey senses tell you about this one?
It's a weird one because it doesn't like, it doesn't set anything off and it doesn't do the opposite. It's just kind of floating. You know what I mean? Like, it's like in this, it's like, it's not spiking. It's not dipping. It's just kind of staying in between, which is it's a rare thing when I sort of feel that. Like, I can't say I'm exactly excited to play the game. You know what I mean?
But then again, you're never excited to play a lot of things.
Well, I really want to play Control, and I really
I got you.
I really want to play. I was more interested in. I seemed more excited. I felt more excited for Control than I did sort of for Death Stranding.
Very interesting.
Because I feel like Death. I mean, it's a sort of weird thing. It's like, are we dealing with a game that's just purely fetch quests?
No, there has to be more to it.
Yeah, Brian, what are your thoughts, man?
Well, as you've seen in my chat, Tony, I was just... Well, the first thing I said was, it looks like all the tedious parts of an open-world game just put together.
Yeah.
I mean, management, all the... Like, how many times in an open-world game have you been told, like, hey, take this package and move it over there, and then you get attacked by bandits, and you're like, for fuck's sake, I don't want this. Because if the patches get damaged, I failed the mission, and it's not usually your fault.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff is TV. Fair enough. It looks fantastic, though. I have to admit, it looks really good. But it comes with the... It is, but I'm finding it just like... It all looks very good, but I'm not finding anything that stands out too much. Because, again, I've been playing a lot of Zelda. And usually in Zelda, there's areas of interest. I was watching the background, and I'm like, I'm not feeling interested to go and wander and see what's over there. Yes, I don't know if that was just me, or because of just how real it looks, it's not inviting.
So
it's like, hey, look how real this rock is. It's like, it's a rock. I've seen rocks in real life. It's like, it's nothing exciting. It's not something that stands out and says, like, hey, this thing is quite odd and looks out of place. Like, go and check it out. It just looks like, yeah, that looks like how rocks would look like, or that looks like how a mountain would look like, you know, like it's not anything that suspicious or interesting, just it's as it should be. And I just wasn't buying that. And again, as I said to Torrance, like, I don't see the USP of this game right now, and that really is a turn off for me. Because again, if I don't know why I want to play this game, then I'm not going to buy it. That's how I do things.
I think,
I've seen actual chain, and I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So it's like it's a Platinum Games game, so hence it's Platinum Games. You know, that's the USP. Was this? Yeah,
I think a lot of it is just like you're definitely right. It's like it's all the things that you don't really care about. It's like if you decided to make a game of you just playing the Emma Emmerich escort mission from Metal Gear Solid 2, it's like, do I really want to do that for 1,000 hours or how many hours it is to play the game? I don't know. And what's the exactly what is the thing? What is the what is it? The apple on a stick, or you know, to
carrot on a stick.
The carrot on a stick. The carrot on a stick to get you to go out there and explore this dreary looking Swedish landscape.
Swedish?
did you say Swedish?
Uh-oh.
It looks like what's that place? It looks like I can't remember Iceland. That area. Yeah, it looks like Iceland.
And by the way, Manny, it's my job on Thordon to mess up these American phrases, or the English phrases, man.
Yeah, go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, and I was kind of, again, it may just be that just how he's framed this 50 minute of gameplay, but I was expecting a bit more on like the weirder side of like, hey, let's show more of like these weird ghost thing, Jake. You know, like let's see how they play. Yeah. I was expecting to like see more of that in there. Again, maybe he's like not showing it because he wants to keep it like as a nice surprise. But I was hoping to see more of that because that stuff that was interesting to me. That would have been the reason why I bought this game. It's like, hey, you know what? This thing has some sort of like thriller elements type stuff. It's not the usual, like, hey, big creature come down and scares you. It's like, hey, these ghost things, they exist. What do they do? No one really knows. You know, find out when you play the game. So I was expecting a bit more of that. And I don't know, I just did not see enough of it for me. So again, on my point, I'm just like, I'll leave it on the back burner. I'll see some videos day one, day two, the first week, and make my choice. But right now, I'm like, nah, I'll pass.
Are you going to wait for the Game of the Year edition?
I don't see his thing. This publisher, it's not known to me, so hence I don't know how they will do things. So I'm like, hey,
it seems like it's a repeat of what Kojima has done with the Metal Gear series. It's literally like you literally took all the different things that you knew from the previous two Metal Gear games, and it just literally looks like he's repeating every single thing that he did before. Hey, look, we have a JFRA branded sunglasses inside of the game. Hey, we put this in, put this thing inside of the game. It's like almost a repeat of a lot of the different stuff. So even the menus are like, it's not even that different from what it was before. It was like, it's almost like he wanted to make a Metal Gear game, but really couldn't. It's almost like Mighty Number 9, you know what I mean? Not a Mighty Number 9, sorry. Bloodstained, where it's like, it feels like a Castlevania game, but it's not exactly a Castlevania.
Yeah, interesting. Anyway, go ahead. I mean,
in Metal Gear 5, what are you doing in a lot of that game? You're literally like picking up things. You're constantly picking up things and adding them to your base to make it stronger. So what are you going to be doing in this one? Pretty much the same sort of thing, except a little slower, right?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Does anybody else have any thoughts on the Death Strandings?
I just find it interesting that I think the person that sounds more knowledgeable and charismatic about the game is Manny, and he's not really hyped or disinterested by the game, and I think he has like the highest opinion on it out of all of us in the panel. But we're all kind of weirdly intrigued about it.
Yes. So what's Kojima, man? You know, I'm already on board because of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he has freedom now. So, like, let's see what the man unleashed is like.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's exactly why, I'm so, even though I'm not really, I'm neither sort of here nor there about it. Mm-hmm. I am interested. I want to see where this goes. And that's the biggest interest for me in the project group. It's the fact that it's like, okay, it's, you know, nobody at Konami is looking him over. He gets to do his own thing. What does that look like?
Yeah. By the way, all of these people that say we're Sony ponies, doesn't seem like Death Stranding has our blind allegiance.
It does for me. Man, you already know, son.
I'm considered the biggest Hideo Kojima fan.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I'll deal with it as it is. You know, I'm not. I just feel like there's two portions of when you're creating a game.
Well,
and it's just like, will people be willing to deal with a lot of what it seems to be doing, which in the past people have not been very happy about a lot of certain aspects.
You know? Well, blind. So when I said blind allegiance, I meant sort of like, obviously I'm assuming Tony is the only reason he's buying this game is because it's a Kojima game. I don't think he's been like intrigued by what the hell he's seen out of the past couple of months from like this game.
Yeah, because I don't think he's showing us everything, and I'm like, we don't need. Look, here's the thing: a lot of people are, nowadays they seem to want every. We've discussed it on the show, like you need everything thrown at you. I'm like, why can't we have some mystery? But yeah, it is really the Kojima factor. That's the main thing for me. For me, he has a spotless record. He hasn't done me wrong yet. But I'm also aware this could, and I've said this a million times, this could be a George Lucas situation. Remember what happened to George Lucas with the prequels when he did not have somebody telling them to stop. It could be that, you know, like Kojima Unleashed could be a very bad thing, but I'm curious to see what he has to offer. You know what I'm saying?
So two things on that. Number one, you're obviously going to give Kojima a chance because he has a track record.
The track record, of course.
And but you're not gonna say this game is the shit when it's actually shit.
Well, no, if it's shit, then I'm gonna say it's shit. You know. That's just point the way it works.
Two, you mentioned George Lucas.
Yes.
You mentioned The Force Unleashed, you know, in a sense. Could Jeff Keighley be the Jar Jar of this game?
Oh. Oh no. Yo, could you imagine that shit, man? Oh man.
But you never know.
All right. Anybody else thoughts?
I'm getting the game.
I got my super edition pre-ordered, so
nice.
Yeah, I'm intrigued. I'm not really hyped about it, but I'm intrigued. It seems like it's a fun experiment that Kojima is doing with this sort of type of new gameplay.
Yeah. By the way, Glorious War says Death Stranding is going to get another 30-minute presentation that actually shows off the death mechanics. Death is kind of interesting in this game. I don't actually know how the fuck it works, but it's not like a typical death in a video game.
No, you don't exactly die. You kind of have to come back in some way.
So it's like, wow?
Yeah.
Like your body stays at the place and you have to go back and retrieve it?
I don't know. You know, that could be, it could be an idea too, where like you have to go back and get it somehow, or that whole aspect of that void out thing. Maybe it leaves a big crater and you can never get back to where you, who knows?
Hmm. Or maybe when you die, you drop all your stuff. You like are reborn in some sort of fire.
Oh.
and your spirits or your souls are
packages are just dropped.
You know what's funny? Like, because he keeps saying that this is a new aspect. But what if it is just a shooter sneaking version of what Dark Souls is? Obviously, Kojima has not played every single game out there, right? So what if it's that? Or it's like, oh, I've created a totally new genre. And then everybody plays it and goes, this is like Dark Souls.
Yeah.
And he'll go, wait, what's that?
What's that?
You know what actually would be like a really like good combination? If Kojima and From Software team up to make like a horror game.
And put Guillermo del Toro on that shit too.
The one other weird thing I have with the thing is that the acting is very good, but it's also weird. Did you guys watch that?
Everything about this is weird.
No. But I'm saying it's just weird. Like it's like it almost is like it's almost in a lot of ways it seems like it might be a direct translation from Japanese because they just don't communicate right. And it just must be because it's already a Japanese thing. So it's because they just repeat the same sort of words over and over again, which is weird. Like people don't talk that way. They're like, we need to reunite America again. America needs to be reunited again. It's like they keep saying it like over and over and over again, which like, you know, once you've said it once, you don't need to keep repeating the same thing over and again.
Yeah.
So it's like most Japanese games that get translated into the West.
Yes. Which is weird.
Yeah, again, that could be a sign that we have problems because no one's telling Kojima no, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you read that article years ago. Not long ago about the guy who translated the Metal Gear Solid.
No, what happened?
Fired. Who essentially, essentially, Kojima fired him because he essentially localized his script as opposed to writing it perfectly in English. You know, exactly in English. There was a Kotaku article not long ago about that. It was actually written by the guy, and he's like, "Yeah." When Kojima found out that, and he's like, when he liked the English version so much, so that what he was going to do was release the English version in Japan in like some sort of special super edition of Metal Gear 1. But then he found out that all the translations of the war, you know, the subtitles did not match up with what was actually being said in English. So he got pissed off.
Oh, wow.
Because he didn't realize that these things need to be localized. You don't just take Japanese and stick it into English.
Yeah, you got to change it around. So, you need to switch
things around. So, yeah.
Yeah, you got to localize it. That's what it's called.
This is the guy. This is the guy. The same guy who localized the Metal Gear Solid is also the same guy who localized, he created, you know, what is a man? A miserable pile of secrets.
Oh, really?
That's him. He's also the same dude who did Police Knots. I mean, not Police Knots, Snatcher as well.
Hmm.
Interesting. All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to move on to the list here. We don't care about that Dragon Ball Z game, do we?
Nah, not really.
Dragon Ball.
It's like, how many times do you have to retell the fucking story, man?
You have to tell all the story in an open world.
Yeah, all right.
Yo, man, but this one's called Kakarot, man.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, well.
Yeah, whoa.
Whoa.
What's going on, Brett?
I don't know. I was being sarcastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way.
Yeah, Brett. Yeah, hold on. I want Brett's thoughts on Death Stranding.
Where the hell is Brett been? Like, he should have intervened in this conversation a long time ago.
He's playing Black Desert.
On the Dragon Ball conversation?
No.
No.
Damn, he has been playing fucking Black Desert.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Do you have any thoughts on Death Stranding? Anything new that you've seen?
No. I mean, that's the only thing. Like, my mom would tell me if I don't have anything nice to say, then don't say anything at all.
So. Damn.
Well, why don't you say that something not nice? Because it's not like it. It's not like it.
Brett, I think you forgot what show you're on.
I mean, I know you guys are all really excited about it.
We just finished saying we're not.
Obviously, you are not, Brett. But
we just finished saying we're not.
It's not that I'm not, but it just seems kind of mediocre in every aspect. Like, I don't understand why everybody is like, it's a bunch of rehashed concepts repackaged into a AAA game. I don't see anything new or innovative about it. Like, yeah, cool, you can drop a ladder across a ravine. I'm impressed.
Hate.
It's not hate. It's just lack of being like, they say that hate is the polar opposite of love. I just don't care about this game. And you know, no, I'm
open. Your glorious wars head just exploded right now in the comments.
Dude, I'm willing to be proven wrong, but like, what about this game exactly is so transformative and fucking special, other than the fact that it's a Kojima game?
Brett, let me just mention that. So, just to clarify, because you're probably busy right when we're discussing this. Manny's the one that's most excited about this game out of everyone, and he's not really that excited about this game.
No, I don't mean you guys. I mean like everybody online, like the world as a whole, shitting their pants over this and Cyberpunk, and both of them just kind of like. You've yet to impress me.
And as I expected it, Brian pretty much said what you said, but a lot classier.
because of the accent, man.
It's like it's probably because of the accent, but yeah, like it was. Brian pretty much said what you said.
And that's why, like, I haven't felt the need to just jump in here and throw unnecessary hate when everybody's been kind of addressing the same thing. If you want to hear my honest opinion, it's why the fuck is everybody so goddamn excited for this game?
Well, it's got the twofer, man. It's a PlayStation 4 exclusive. And
does that really count, though? Does that really count?
Who plays a game based on who doesn't get the game?
Like, yeah, that's stupid.
Reason to play a game.
Yeah, well, stupid. I mean, you know, exclusives get more hype than any other types of games.
I know, and I think
in terms of that polarization.
Well, if they get hype because they're supposed to be a good game, like a lot of Sony games are, like they have a reputation for having a lot of love and time put into them. So yeah, they're going to be high quality. Right. Yo.
last week, there was a contingency of Sony ponies having a fucking festival because fucking Gears 5 got an 86 on Metacritic.
And that's, again, what I don't understand. Like, why does your enjoyment of something have to be directly tied to some whether or not somebody else is enjoying it? If you feel that way, play a PvP game. Like, feast on the tears of your enemies, right? And do it there. But, like, don't do it on a fucking online forum. Do it in a place where it's more appropriate.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why these PvP games exist. Like, go play Fortnite. Go play, come play Black Desert.
Go play with Brett, man.
Dude, the whole reason I'm playing this game is I'm, like, doing quests and, like, finding magic staves so I can go whoop the shit out of people in PvP.
And is the desert actually black?
Yes, I believe so. And there's also a red desert. Which Black Desert is at war with.
Pretty badass. Barry Burton says, Death Stranding will be like New York Comic Con. Looks cool and interesting from the outside, but quickly turns into a confusing and infuriating mess once you get into it. Oh, man.
I mean, okay.
That's how you really feel, Barry.
I mean, it is, though. Like, as somebody who's played these types of games, and, like, honestly, like, these kind of, like, quiet, trotting survival games are my jam. And they're doing it all wrong. They're going about it with the same approach that fucking Red Dead did. You're just not doing it right. You're
doing it wrong.
You're misinterpreting the core gameplay.
You're tearing me apart.
All you're gonna do is make weird little frustrating puzzles. Like, if there's one place to put a bridge across, then it's going to be frustrating because you're not letting people organically explore the world. And if you are letting people organically explore the world, then prepare to have your game be fucking broken. Because that's what people will do.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. There is supposed to be like an open world aspect to the game. Like, in other words, it's big and open. Supposedly you're walking from the East Coast to the West Coast.
A hell of a trip. By the way, Brett, Glorious War says, bro, MMOs are the same shit over and over and over again. What the fuck? He's basically calling you out for... saying what you're saying about Death Stranding, yet you're playing Black Desert.
I really don't understand the correlation. Number one, like, if he's talking about, like,
well, but to be fair, to be fair, we don't know if this is directed to Brett
specifically. There was. I know Glorious War.
Yeah, no.
He always has beef with Brett.
Oh, it's Glorious War posted. Oh, yeah.
I didn't say that Death Stranding was going to be a rinse or repeat game. I said it was going to be unoriginal and boring. There's a fucking difference.
Gameplay
loop is actually fun, then you'll want to do it over and over and over again instead of being carried on a string. You know the reason I'm level 52 in Black Desert? Because I like murdering shit, not because I've been trying to get to an endpoint.
Obviously, you're more a fan of the stick than you are the rope.
No, not necessarily. I enjoy it. Like, if you make a game where I'm enjoying the actual playing of the game, like, that's the thing that fucking pisses me off that I feel a lot of game companies have actually forgotten. You know, like, okay, great example. Monster Hunter is fun. Just the simple loop of whooping the fuck out of a monster is fun. So even if you're fighting the same monster for the 30th time, you don't really give a shit because you're having a blast. If that core gameplay loop weren't fun, then the whole thing would fall apart.
And it would just become... Can I call
you up, Brett?
Yeah, go for it.
Brett. Where you been, man? Iceborne came out last week. We've been playing. We need our freaking insect glaive person to fucking jump around and do shit. Where you been, man? We miss you.
Black Desert, man.
I've been playing Black Desert.
God damn it.
Hey, listen, you cannot begrudge this man. You know, if he wants to play Black Desert, that's what he wants to play, you know?
Well, none of y'all are coming over here to fucking join me. I'm getting ready to build a goddamn pirate ship, and now y'all don't care. Y'all just don't care.
Last time I was with you on a pirate ship, you know what happened.
That's cool. I know, I get it. This game's just a little hardcore for you guys. It's cool.
Damn, son, you calling us pussies, man?
No, I'm just calling you a little casual, that's all.
Shit. See you later, though? He's fucking dying. Damn. Oh, God.
We'll ask you about that Black Desert in about 2 months, and you've already moved on anyway.
Actually, I'm hoping for that. I'm hoping to get about 3-4 months out of it.
Yeah, you guys are cracking me up right now.
I can keep this going, bananas.
Just move on. All right, let's talk. Speaking about hate, let's talk about Resident Evil Project Resistance. Oh man, Chris, tell us the shit you were telling us off air about the reaction to this fucking game, bro.
Yeah, if you go to the Resident Evil channel and watch the official trailer, it's a 2-to-1 ratio of downvotes to upvotes right now. Read the comments because I couldn't find a positive
fuck. One.
Wow. Everybody was hating on this shit. They're either saying like, oh, this isn't Resident Evil Outbreak, the remake. This isn't Outbreak File 3. Resident Evil 3 remake. Man, it was just hating. They were just like, fuck this shit. Like, people were like, I'm not buying this. So I don't know, man. Capcom may have messed up with this one. I don't know who was asking for an asymmetrical team shooter, but man.
Yeah, so that's what the game is. It's like an asymmetrical type of online game, kind of like Dead by Daylight, shit like that.
Yeah, and so four people play as the survivor characters, and they're going through this gauntlet. And there's a guy called I don't know if he's the director, he's a shadow man, whatever. He's basically controlling all the zombies, all the traps in the place, so you can, like, you have guns mounted on the cameras, you can lay bear traps on the floor, you can even move zombies and lickers around, and control one of them. Like, you go into one of the zombies, and they become one of those, glowing red-eyed super zombies from the Resident Evil remake, and you can play as Mr. So, it's just like Friday the 13th, where there's a guy who plays as Jason.
You know, it's funny when you said like Mr. Director. I was thinking of Animaniacs, where with the guy who's supposed to be like Jerry Lewis.
You're the
director. It's like, oh, I'm going to make this monster for you,
Ivan.
Yeah, so forget this game. Nobody wanted this shit, you know. Yeah. But it's obvious what they're trying to do, you know. Damn, Capcom, you are in such a good role lately. Oh well, that's kind of Brett, I got a salty comment for you right now, bro. Glorious Word says anyone that stands for Fallout 76's opinion is moot. Fuck, damn, bro, it's like that
shit.
Yo, man, you somehow insulted him.
I mean,
I told you you're gonna piss him off. That argument
contains no substance. I just thrown Sam, but if you want to feel the way, bro, you can. That's cool.
Mm. Oh man.
I mean, it's people get upset when they know you're right.
It's the throwdown. It's the
throwdown. He said he followed. Cool. He follows it up with people who think Fallout 76 is good is equivalent of getting an opinion from a person that believes the Earth is flat. Damn, son.
Yeah, you may be throwing stone, but you're resorting to emotional arguments, which is the very basis of losing an argument by definition. So, I mean, you can keep doing it, embarrassing yourself, bro. If that's what you want to do, that's cool.
Throw down tonight, son.
Hit me with something factual. Hit me with something factual. Other than, you liked Fallout. Like, yeah, man, you're kind of supporting my argument. I like these slow plotting games. I like survival games. So if I like Fallout and I don't like, and I'm not thrilled for Death Stranding, what does that really tell you?
Oh, man. All right, let's move on. And I'll throw in whatever comments he has later. Okay. I don't know what the fuck this is. Kingdom Hearts 3 Remind, and M is capitalized. I'm guessing this is another version of this game. Actually, apparently they don't even know what the fuck this shit is. Oh, it's a DLC. Never mind. It's a DLC for Kingdom Hearts. Manny, is you hyped, man?
I mean, they kind of teased it in the last of the thing. If you got everything in the game, it's like a world ends with the U world and something else. So, well, we'll see how it goes.
All right, Nioh 2. All right, if anybody cares about that, there you go. It's coming out early 2020. It's kind of interesting because the first Nioh came out in the early part of the year too. So I guess that makes sense. Symmetry, like, man.
Yeah, I want Nioh.
Final Fantasy Chronicles. That's the GameCube game, isn't it? Remake.
Yeah, it was remastered. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Whatever.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
You don't like that game?
Don't care. One Piece. I don't care. Here we go.
I'm gonna settle down with that, man.
Yeah. No, the game, man. Do you really care about a One Piece game, bro? Come on.
Nah, not really.
yeah, here we go. Yakuza, we got a new Yakuza trailer. So yeah, this is essentially Yakuza 7, brand new protagonist, new city, new fighting mechanics. We talked about them before, turn-based. I'm hyped. It's Yakuza. I'm already there, man.
Here's the thing. We got a lot of rumors floating around in the internets saying that this, well, I don't know if this was confirmed or anything, but That the gameplay for the new Yakuza is going to be turn-based.
Yeah, it is. I literally just said that 5 seconds ago.
Not literally 5 seconds ago.
Yeah, I did.
So they didn't show anything in this trailer showing if it was going to be turn-based or not.
Yeah, but no, that's confirmed in the previous video footage they showed. Did have the turn-based gameplay.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah. But yeah, it's not a rumor. This is true. The developers already said it. They've said it many times. It's a turn-based game. Or turn-based combat, you know?
Back to the immortal words again. Is it a PlayStation exclusive?
It probably will be for now. At least the beginning. Actually, it said right here. It's going to hit PS4 next year. Interesting.
I wonder why this game isn't multiplat. It's a Sega
There's a reason for that, because they don't want to bother making it for Xbox where they're not probably selling anything.
Yeah, they do make Yakuza games for PC though.
Yeah, Sega did also make a statement, I think like 2 weeks ago, saying that they would like to bring more IPs over to PC in time. Because slowly they've been doing like the Yakuza 0 and some other ones on PC as well. So.
Yeah, Yakuza 1's on there too. Possibly. Yakuza 2 is also on there. This game will come at PC too, I believe, later on down the line.
For them, it's like, there are no Xboxes really in Japan, they're probably not willing to spend the extra on there.
They probably got more PC gamers out there than Xbox owners. Let's just be real.
Also, the Asian market, like, you know, China and a couple of other countries, a lot of them are not really that console based. A lot of them are very PC based.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's true.
Especially like Korea, they're sickly like PC based.
I don't know how the Korea would feel about playing a game with Japanese in it. They're not too keen on those guys.
Even things these days, maybe not.
Yeah. No shit. All right. That's all I got for TGS, and that's, I missed something.
They haven't talked about that new the virtual lawn game that we saw last to TGS. I guess obviously it's not coming here.
That would make sense.
Last time.
Wait, what? Sketch says the only people who are Xbox mains wear their hats backwards while covering their eyes from the sun. Shit. What is the point of making it for Xbox? They just show up on PC anyway. It's a good point. Can't really argue with that. Kingdom Hearts has more remakes than actual games. Oh, man. All right, let's move on. Actually, the last story of the night, we've been talking about this forever. It's happening. GameStop is closing down 200 stores, man. Around the world. Yeah.
I mean, aww.
Issue I have with this thing, and it has nothing to do with GameStop, it has to do with the fact that officially the only video game store actually gobbled up all the other ones, Funko Land, Software Etc., and it was Software Etc., EB Games, a bunch of game stores around the world. Shit about this is because since they gobbled up all the competition, there was nothing for them to try to strive to be better than. We stuck with.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
I want to see because I like going to video game stores and going in there and checking things out and actually being in a physical place rather than just looking at a fucking screen with a bunch of graphics on it, right? I mean, to be honest, it's like I would wish there would somebody that would just take their place. Or some other companies to be able to jump in there and do it, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
But yeah, Chris, you've been talking about this forever too, you know?
Yeah, man. I know this was coming. I mean, they tried to sell a company. They got no takers. They've been canceling programs. Remember, they were going to have a rewards program, and they canceled it literally weeks before it was supposed to begin.
Yeah.
Like, they have been having money troubles for like the last couple of years. So it's come down now. They closed down ThinkGeek. They they laid off what most of the staff of Game Informer. That shit's done. It was like slowly bleeding out. It's like a slow death. So what we're watching is that, like, they're mothballing stores. And like Manny said, yeah, I wish they could fraction them back off into Funkoland and EB and Software, etc., and Babbage's. I wish all that shit would come back. But you can't. They just kind of killed all that, right? So when they go, I don't know what comes up in his place. But we're in a kind of different era now, because you have Steam and Epic, and people are buying digital games and stuff. So maybe
people just going to Walmart and going to Target, right?
Right, to buy the games.
Or Best Buy, or, you know, there's so many alternatives to buying video games than just the kind of sort of specialty store.
Yeah.
But maybe this will mean the rise of not specialty stores, but maybe, you know, a rise of more mom and pop ones, because I'd be more interested in that stuff too.
Yeah, and of course we got to address the elephant in the room. What's really going to kill all these stores, or at least shrink them down? Digital is like 40% last time I checked, and that was up for like 20% extra. Like, it keeps going up and up every year. So what the hell do you need GameStop for? We just got download your games now, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or any of these stores. Go ahead, Chris. Brett, go ahead.
Amazon is already killing most retail anyway, so you can't even say like, oh, they would carry accessories or toys or anything like that. And for the most part, I think these stores like that are we don't have Radio Shacks anymore.
Yeah, I agree. They're dinosaurs, you know. But I should say that 200 stores worldwide, and they still have 5,000 still, you know. But the day is coming. The day is coming, you know.
You cut 200 stores, then we're doing Throwdown in December, and they cut another 200 stores. It just starts adding up, you know.
Yep.
I think that also the thing about GameStop is I think they also spread themselves to the. There would be situations where there'd be literally a GameStop that's really right next to each other or right on top of each other. And they really, their zoning, it was incredibly horrible, right? So, like, in other words, like, a good example, and this is one I know, is that, okay, so there was a GameStop or Software, et cetera, inside of the mall on 34th Street, right? The A&S Plaza is what it used to be called, Manhattan Mall, right? And then there was another one literally across the street. And they were running these two stores at the same time. Cut one of those damn stores. Why do you need a GameStop that's literally like a less than a 10-minute walk away from each other? Just keep it to one store. And there's a lot of that happens. Like, you remember in Queens Center Mall in Queens, right? There was two GameStops, but at two different sides of the damn mall.
Yeah.
So there was one toward the back, and then there was one toward the front. Close one of them.
Yeah, I'm guessing there was a point where it was profitable to do that sort of stuff. But again, they're not the only game in town anymore. There's so many alternatives, you know.
And then now those big special editions, you can go and pre-order them from a place like Best Buy. Death Stranding, you can get that super edition at Best Buy as opposed to getting it at GameStop.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you guys want to add about the? GameStops. Again, we've been talking about this. It's going to happen. It's over. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
All right. Let's close it off with what we've been playing. Brett, let's go to you first, man. Black Desert. Regale us with stories.
There's not a whole lot of stories. It's I've just been grinding enemies. I've been looking for I call them a Devil May Cry game, like a kind of quick-paced, combo-oriented game where I can just run out and mindlessly mash enemies for gear. But I also have the ability to buy a house or set up a trade network to work while I'm AFK, or build a boat and hunt sea monsters, or it's almost too much, and I'm still learning a lot of it. It's a game clearly designed for when you've been playing for a while, not as soon as you jump in, because it's almost overwhelming at the beginning. But I'm really having a lot of fun. It's one of the first games where it has open world PvP, but not a faction based system, so you can really just attack anybody you want in the world, which seems like it'd be troublesome, but really doesn't happen all that much, because you do get a player killer status after a while, which lets other people attack and murder you for funsies without repercussion. So it all kind of works out. So right now I'm working on leveling up my wizard, and any game where I can throw a fireball, I am fucking down. So I'm working on leveling up my wizard and getting some top end gear and capping out so I can do some open world PvP and do some siege world modes. Like, it's kind of like The Division, where you hit level cap and then the second half of the game opens up. So I'm looking forward to doing it. And there's a lot of really cool features, like if you set up a trade network or something like that, for, you know, you buy nodes with things that contribution points, which you get from like completing quests. And so you buy these nodes and you can assign workers to them to harvest lumber for you, or harvest iron or rock for you, or whatever. Instead of actually, you know, most of these games, you actually have to go out in the world and find these gathering materials. So this one, you can just assign workers to do it for you. So you can assign workers to do it for you, and then go do some questing, or just set it on auto fishing and fuck around on your phone. Like, it's pretty cool in the sense that you can get a lot done even when you're not doing much. So it fulfills that, you know, murder everybody's face part of a game that I want, but it also fills that, you know, really tedious kind of like, I want to run a trade wagon from this city to this city and hope I don't get attacked by bandits or other players. So it allows me pretty much, weirdly enough, everything, all the things that I like in a game in a slightly janky package, as most, you know, large MMO games are. So you take the good with the bad, but I'm really enjoying myself. I prefer options over polish. That's always been me.
There you go. Here's a question for you. Brett, have you tried Final Fantasy 14? Apparently every expansion is better than the next or the last.
Final Fantasy 14 is a bit rigid for me. Like, I kind of got burnt out on that very classic WoW kind of game when I played WoW. So this game is a little bit different. There's, you know, no flight paths. There's no, you know, instantaneous travel. There's open world PvP. So if you want to go from one place to another, you actually have to, you know, risk going out and fighting other players for it. So it's, and when you get killed, you can have a level decrease. Like, it is, it gets hardcore in the end. And I'll definitely not top out like among some of the higher echelon players. So I'll constantly get my face matched in by people who play more than me, but I'm enjoying it. There's a huge amount of customization. There's a huge amount of, what do you want to do? Like I said, I'm working towards building a worker empire so that I can harvest all the materials that I want and get some other people to buy me a boat so I can be a motherfucking pirate.
Yar.
Yar.
Cool stuff, man. All right, Chris, what have you been playing lately, sir?
Monster Hunter.
Yes.
See, it's taken my life. It took me, I went after the last monster in the Iceborne tutorial.
Yeah.
That Tobakadashi, the Viper.
That motherfucker, fight, man.
That fight took forever. He kept running. I was like, holy shit. It took me over an hour to kill that. I did it your way, man. I just trapped it. I got tired. I'm like, fucking go to sleep and fucking trap it.
Like, I had enough of your shit, Toby, you know? Toby!
Toby.
You know, yeah, that thing. And the thing is with that fucking thing, that's the battle where I'm like, yeah, Tony, upgrade your fucking shit, man. Because, like, the gear that the weakest monster has, the first monster, that stupid, you know, shark, is better than whatever the fuck you come in with, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So you got to in there. So I put some piece on, but it was the poisoning that kept fucking getting me, bro.
Yeah. Like, right.
Jesus, man. Every fucking time.
You never made armor that was poison resistant?
No, that thing gives you armor, you know, poison resistant. Because nothing poisons you the way this thing does. There's nothing like that in the main game, you know? There's that one, I think Puke Puke, he poisoned you, but not to this degree, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even the Raytheon can poison you.
Yeah, that is also true.
It's only like a certain attack. You know, every time the Tobukidashi hits you, it's like every attack he has is a poison attack.
Yeah, I need to jump in with this. I noticed that too. I think I was talking to Chris and Carlos about it. Sketch says that MR Jagras, you know, the new version of the Great Jagras, he says is fucking stronger than Endgame armor. Yes, that is true. I think I told you guys. Remember, Chris, you were telling me about the chrome weapon. I'm like, yo, why is this Jagras weapon way fucking stronger than the shit I got?
Hey, that's Mr. Jagras to you.
Yeah, I was like, damn, even the pussy Jagras has better gear than you, you know? Like, fuck. Yeah. Keep going, Chris.
Yeah. So that's all I've been playing. I have to go back and finish a couple of things. Like I meant to go back and finish Bloodstained. I got to the last boss.
Nice.
Before I could play Blasphemous because I had pre-ordered that. So I really want to play it, but I can't.
Oh no.
I can't have any beer till I finish my tequila. You know. So I got to finish that. Finish that Bloodstained.
You know, I'll jump in. Yeah, so I've been playing. Here's the thing. I haven't been playing as much as I want to, but I've been dipping. I realize I'm becoming Torrance Davis. It's sad. Like, I don't finish games anymore. I just play enough of them. You know, like, I play a lot of games, but just pieces of them. You know, just enough to get my write-ups up so I can move on to the next game. I'm becoming Torrance. The last game I finished was Control, and the last game I finished before that, I don't even remember, bro. Probably Devil May Cry 5 or something. That's months separated. I just played like maybe 10, 20 hours, however much I need, where I feel comfortable enough to write about it, then I move on to the next game. You know, it's just out of necessity, not really. Like, if it was up to me, I'd finish everything, but I just don't have that time anymore, you know?
Old Tony would be sad about that.
Yeah, and then I'd slap him like, yeah, and then I slap him like, yeah, current Tony's making money, so shut the fuck up. You know,
your ass is still doing this shit for free,
bitch. I would call myself a bitch too, you know. I've been playing a little bit of that, playing a little bit of Greedfall. People, if you like old school BioWare games, buy this motherfucking game, man. It is excellent. Like, it really feels like, you know, what Dragon Age, you know, was supposed to kind of be, even though Inquisition was awesome. But
what game is this?
Greedfall. It's by this small studio called Spiders. Really good production value. So, you know, it's a little janky sometimes because it is a small studio. But yeah, Brett, it has like, here's the thing. Every mission you get, you could do a ton of fucking ways. There's not one set way. Like, you would probably like this game just because of how open it is when it comes to the decision making and all that shit. So I would definitely suggest you give it a shot. And Brett, you know, I don't recommend games to you because you're a fucking weirdo, you know, but I do recommend that one to you because you'll like it.
I like how you put that. I won't argue it.
You know, Greedfall's actually, but again, my only regret is I haven't played it. Like, I want to play more of it because it's really cool, you know. Again, my only complaint is like some of the bugs and shit, but considering the game is literally made by 20 dudes, I could kind of let that slide. I haven't gotten into anything game breaking, but yeah, like, I remember I did those one mission where I had to, like, you know, break into a prison cell, and I just did it in this crazy roundabout way without even like realizing I did. I'm like, oh, okay, I could do that, that's interesting, you know. Really cool stuff. Yeah, I know. Oh my god, am I gonna get into that? I'm not gonna get into it. Basically, I'll just say this: Greedfall and Iceborne are being accused of being colonialist propaganda by some outlets.
Oh, Jesus!
Like, okay.
Oh, good lord!
Yeah.
Look at that again.
Yeah. All right.
Wait, didn't they say that about
Monster Hunter World
when it first came out?
Yes, they did.
Basically, just recycling the rage.
Yep. Yeah, but we're not getting into that. But yeah, but now
it is so hard to come up with new rage. So
because Brett, the whole setup is basically you live in this kind of European world, but it's not medieval. It's Renaissance era, you know, kind of steampunky and shit, really cool looking. And, you know, there's this plague going around, and you go to this other new land, and you try to, you know, pretty much make it your home. And people are saying, oh, it's colonialism. Like, all right, man. So, you know what else it is? It's a fucking video game. How about you just play it? You know?
It's also all of human history.
Yeah, exactly. That's how humanity kind of works. You know, but we're not going to get into that. So I've been playing that. What else?
Hey, what did they call colonialism before the colonists?
I don't want to step into
Rome was doing it.
And literally every other, you know, society.
Yeah, literally every society on the planet.
It's hilarious. What the fuck? I'm playing some other stuff. Oh, I played previous stuff. I played these two new games from Merge Games, Sparklight. Kind of, by the way, Sparklight is the thing that should not be. It's a roguelike that I like.
What?
Yeah, okay, basically here's my problem with roguelikes, right? I don't like going into a place, doing all this shit, getting all this loot, you know, getting powerful, dying and losing all of that. Pisses me the fuck off.
Yeah, stop dying.
Yeah. So this game, you know, if you die, like let's say if you're in the middle of
I just said stop dying.
Yeah, well he's right about that. I should have just stopped dying. But the thing is that's kind of the core loop of a roguelike. You gotta die, you know, a lot. That's also why I didn't like Rat. I'm like, man, fuck. But with this game, let's just say for example, if I want to buy a sword that costs 100, Sparklight, the name of the game. If I've collected 60 Sparklight and I die, I still get to keep that shit, so I could keep grinding for it and eventually get my upgrade, and that upgrade stays with me, which I like. So I'm like, so it's kind of like a beginner's version of a roguelike. You know, if you want to play a game, you don't want to lose all your shit, like, definitely check that out. Also, the graphics are very Legend of Zelda, Link to the Past, Minish Cap type of stuff, which is really cool.
I like participation trophies.
Yeah, you know? So yeah, check that out. That's cool. And then I played this other game called Stranded Sails. That's another game I'm not used to playing. It's a farming simulation type of game. You're stranded on an island. You gotta, like, you know, eke out an existence. Kind of interesting if you're into that type of stuff. I know I've been playing some other shit, but I'm just blanking on it right now. But lots of stuff coming for you guys next week. More write-ups, you already know. I interviewed somebody you may know. I'm just gonna leave it at that. You know, somebody you may have been looking at this entire time. That was interesting. All right, so that's me. See what about Manny? Have you had a chance to play anything?
I finished my secret project. The free. Big traveling until New York Comic Con, which is next month. So now I literally bought Control, and it's been sitting on my desk, I also still have Bloodstained Ritual and that, which I'm still wanting to play. With that one, with the parts that I played, and you know, to sort of remind myself of the things that I need to do, that I really want to play, I kind of just listened to the soundtrack. So I have the Bloodstained soundtrack when I was working.
That's pretty
cool.
But
yeah, those are the two things that are on my bucket list, and then the next one is Death Stranding. Oh, and also not to mention, I got the Genesis Mini coming, which is coming up pretty soon, as well as the TurboGrafx-16.
Ooh, TurboGrafx-16. I forgot about that one. Man. Nice.
Yeah, the TurboGrafx Mini is also coming.
Yeah, so I think I got the Sega one coming too, actually.
Yeah. The only thing is that, like, yeah, there is also the fact that there's no 6-button controller, but there is a wired 6-button controller by one of the companies that I got a press release for. I still get press releases, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I got weird. Yeah, I think I got a controller ready for that too. Cool. So, yeah. Playing some games, man, is crazy.
Yeah, I'm finally gonna get to play a game. So, but first, I gotta do this one more thing. I'm gonna be going to, if you guys are in the Pennsylvania area, I'm going to RetroCon. I'm gonna be actually helping a good friend of ours, Mark, sell a bunch of his shit at the show.
Nice.
He's got a lot of toys, so he's been kind of purging some stuff. So, I'm gonna be helping him at his table.
The purge. All right. Carlos, have you played anything? Actually, no, you have been playing games, man. You're back on the plantation, man.
Yo, man, I've been playing fucking Monster Hunter Iceborne. Monster Hunter World Iceborne.
Yeah, man.
I thought when you said you were back on the plantation, I thought Heroes of the Storm came back.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, what happened to that game?
Oh, man.
Yeah, man, Monster Hunter is fun. Like Chris said, the first couple of monsters are freaking crazy hard because you're playing on the shitty armor from the last fucking game. And, but yeah, once you beat the first one, just make sure to get whatever armor you can from that, and you can move on. And it's fun, man, especially when you get Japanese people to join your game, because they make life a lot much easier with in this game.
Are they like, ora, ora, ora?
Yeah, ora, ora, ora.
Oh, my, amo.
Shinderu.
Yeah. And yeah, man, we've been streaming. I've been playing with Tony and Chris, and yeah, man, it's been fun, and Isaac too.
Yeah, man, Mr. Isak, he's actually joining us in the chat right now. We'll probably stream again tomorrow. You already know, Monster Hunters. Yeah, listen to Carlos. Kill the first monster. Get yourself some new Uggs, and get in there and have fun, man.
Yeah, man, it's just Monster Hunter, like, all over again. They didn't really change anything. There's just new monsters and more challenges. And yeah, man.
Yeah, the environment is fucking awesome, man. The snow and snow? Shit.
Well,
oh.
Well, if I do have one complaint about the game, it's the whole survival aspect of it, where you have to take your hot drink.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I forgot my freaking hot drink. Now my freaking stamina is drained by half.
I'm going to guess you could probably kill something that you could wear, you know what I'm saying, and like offset that a little bit.
I hope so. Yeah. Yeah, I hope so.
I really like the new monster suits. Like, they're like winter gear and shit.
Yeah.
Like, I got my girl in this like Russian. Yeah, yeah. I got my girl looking like a Russian now and shit with the Russian hat, the Russian coat. Pretty
awesome.
Which
is funny because during the playthrough for Iceborne, it takes you back into the old world, like Astera and the fucking desert world thing, and you're still wearing your freaking your ice gear.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah. In my case, because like you were just wearing the skin for it, I'm not wearing the skin. I'm wearing like an actual like armor, you know. So I'm like, why am I dressed like that in a desert, man? Crazy. Yeah, no, Iceborne is dope.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, got you playing games again, Carlos, man.
Yeah, I was playing games before. Chess. I was playing Control.
Excuse me?
I played Control until Iceborne came out. I haven't played it since.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I was going to play Gears, but freaking Iceborne came out like 2 days after.
Yeah, right.
and then you don't want Gears now.
I still need to play it, man.
Gears, man. Watch you be with Gears 5 the way Chris was with Halo 5. Chris bought Halo 5. I don't think he ever played it.
No, man. I talked to Richard and that was it. I was like, oh, man. He completely soured me on that game.
Wow.
Damn.
Damn, that's crazy.
Adam hasn't invited me to play Horde mode yet, so.
I thought it was the butter game, man.
Maybe you're not part of the cool crowd, because he said he's been playing with his old buddies from
the maybe I need a Gears tattoo to be part of the club.
Like, can I be part of your club? No.
Like, you ain't butter.
You ain't butter, though.
You ain't butter, man.
All right. Brian, take us home, man. What have you been playing lately?
I've been playing Astral Chain. I finished it.
Oh.
It was good. Like, really good.
Would you say it's off the chain?
Yes, it is off the chain. Yeah, the game is lovely. Like, it's Platinum Games through and through. Like, if you enjoyed any of the previous entries, then it's definitely worth a nice purchase. It has a good amount of replayability. Really good customization. Like, if you've been following... What is his name? The guy that likes to block people. The Platinum Games guy.
Kamiya.
Yes. Yeah. If you've been following him, like, he's just been, like, retweeting GIFs off this game, like, the whole time. And it's just been hilarious. Like, you can pick up trash and put it in the bin. That's, like, one of the mechanics.
Oh, shit.
It's not required of you. It's just one of the things that you just do by accident and then just have so much fun. So then people have been posting like trick shots of them like bouncing cans off the walls and bouncing cans off the floor and stuff like into the bin. It's like, and the cool part is you get more points. So you literally get points for being stylish when you throw stuff in the bin. Like, it's fantastic.
That is so platinum, man.
Exactly. Makes no sense. Like, you literally, it has no other bearings apart from getting you like 10% more XP, and that's it. It's freaking amazing. Yeah, played through that, had a complete blast, going to play second playthrough, go for S plus ranking on everything. We'll try that. There's one chapter I did not like, so maybe I won't get it on that one, but everything else should be fine. Yeah, and still going through Breath of the Wild. Did the first giant thingamajig, the first... The Guardian?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, the first one of those. I did the ones with the water people, so that was cool. Found out about Snow Place, found out about the fireplace, stayed away from them. So just going around unlocking the map at the moment. Yeah, Breath of the Wild is really, really fun. Like, it's just one of those games where it's nice to play for like half an hour, to like, just like, hey, what's over here? Go out and explore and find out. And then, lo and behold, there's a shrine there. If there's a shrine, there's a puzzle. So, it means, I don't know, it's fun. I'm definitely enjoying it. Nice bit of, like, take me away, enjoy myself, and have fun. Also been playing some Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 as well.
Oh boy.
It's actually okay so far. I'm like 2 chapters in. It's fun. I'm not quite getting the combat. Because again, when you come from Astral Chain to Marvel Ultimate Alliance, it's a step down combat-wise, but it's expected. So it's a bit of like a jarring thing. But I don't know, it has its charm. You know, of course, I'm making my dream team. So, of course, got my Hulk in there, got Venom in there. I had Captain Marvel in there, but just seemed air. Of course, Scarlet Witch in there, because you have to have Scarlet Witch in there. Like, I'm just waiting to see if I get War Machine or not. And then that will be my team. Because why the hell not?
Yeah, if
I'm
you get those
like,
guys, you'll be
like
good.
Luke Cage, though. Yeah. Like, they have like Luke Cage, and he's just like... I really want him in there just for the quips. And it's like, Yeah. And of course, some characters can be gone and I wouldn't care. You know, Miss Marvel, she can just fuck off. I don't care about her. within 10 minutes, she managed to irritate me to the point where I wanted her gone. Like, wow, this character is insufferable. It's like, ugh.
Oh, that's a shame, man.
Really, like, she's the only character that I think is insufferable. I don't know if they did or not, but it sounds very, 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 very similar. The Miles Morales is, I think, the same voice actor as Into the Spider-Verse. They sound very similar.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be surprised if they got the same actor, to be honest.
If they did, then that's great, because, man, like, after watching that film, Tony, it's such a nice feeling. You know, it's like, hey, like, I know this guy, you know, I know his origin, you know. He was in that really good movie that everyone's seen apart from Tony. Yeah, so that's all I've been playing. I think next week or the week after is when Daemon X Machina, or Daemon Cross Machina, since we don't know these days.
Cross
Machina. Hunter, yeah. Cross Hunter.
You know.
So, yeah, I'll be picking that up because it looks anime as all fuck. Oh, and Astral Chain is very anime. If you like your shonen, it's quite shonen.
Alright, let's get to the nitty-gritty, Brian.
What's up?
What anime you been watching, man?
This ain't the fucking Eros anime, son. or throw down your questions.
I've actually not been watching any at all because I've been watching lots of Dave Chappelle shows.
Yes.
Because speak. People decided to moan about Dave Chappelle, so I'm like, okay, I actually have never like watched his stuff before. So I went through, got like all his Netflix specials, watched some Chappelle show. I finally get to the hate thing that you and Manny say, Tony.
Yeah. Man, hate. That skit right there, Brian, I've pulled so much out of, man. I love that thing, man.
It's in time. Everything he does is just gold. Like, it's just
it really is.
Brian, is that in any of the streaming services, the Chappelle Show?
I'm going to say yes on that.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, it is. It's yes, it is.
So, Brian, yeah, you'll get this one too. Yo, man, you corny. Holla at your boy. I get so many things just from that one skit alone, man.
Oh, he writes so well. And I'm watching the Sticks and Stones, and ooh, I see why they're mad, because damn, he doesn't care. He does not
Chappelle
care.
Is the fucking man.
Like, if you've not watched Sticks and Stones, like, you deserve to watch it, because you'll laugh. Like, I've been dying on the train, like, to and from work, like, the last couple of days, just because of Chappelle. Like, just now, like, I watched the parts about the alphabet people. I won't say anything else, because, again, I don't spoil the jokes, but the alphabet people stuff, I'm on that part, and man, is it just, ooh, you know? Like, usually people these days just do, like, mundane stuff, and the alphabet people get mad, but Chappelle's just, like, deliberately just, like, poking the beast with, like, a hot rod, just not caring. Yeah, good.
It's awesome.
Yeah, no anime, sorry. I probably will watch the Demon Slayer.
My man.
But I think I'll watch that after I've watched, is it Fire Force?
That's the new one, yeah. I've seen stuff for that.
Dragon Ball meets Firefighter.
Looks nice.
All that I've heard. Nice. They have like a waifu there, so let's check it out and see how she is.
Yeah. Fire Force sounds like a Sega Saturn game.
It looks like it's a bunch of kids that, like, instead of like having energy blast powers, they have fire powers.
Yeah, no, I've seen, so that's what I've seen. I'm like, what the fuck? People are like, oh, this is the greatest animated thing of all time. Get out of here, man.
Yeah, this kid literally...
It looks cool, don't get me wrong, but you know, somebody's like, name me a better piece of animation than this. I think they showed the intro. I'm like, that looks nice, but come on, man. You don't know about no real anime, man.
Yeah, well, out of here. You know, it's funny, like, it's amazing to think, like, how disposable anime has sort of become as of late, where it's like they throw so much of it at you now, where it's like you don't actually get that chance to really fall in love with anything. It's like, okay, blah, 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 next thing.
That's a good point, but that's a discussion for Otanime.
the episode the zero, lost episode, zero, zero. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I think we're done, man. Do we want to announce anything? Manny and I actually do have something, but we can't talk about it yet.
We can't talk about that yet. No, not any sort of announcements yet.
Yeah, I have something too, but I can't talk about it.
But I did get my copies of the new version of Solid Zero, which is the retirement edition. It's larger than the original one, and it has a couple of bits of new artwork in it, and that's going to be available at New York Comic Con and Anime NYC and C2E2. So
nice.
And there's also another fun thing that I'm doing with this Solid Zero, that you'll probably be finding out about pretty soon. So, yeah, there you go.
Man, all these announcements of announcements, man. We're like Kojima over here, you know?
Yo, man, I learned from the best.
Yeah, that's both of us. We do that shit a lot. It's like, I got something to say, man. Carlos, again, remind me to tell you that thing I wanted to say off air.
Okay.
Because we're about to end soon. Yeah, we're done. Thank you for watching and listening. Subscribe to Throwdown on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. Follow us on Twitch, Twitter, and Facebook at Throwdown Show. Links are located in the description below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco. Tonight's joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you later, guys. And don't forget to pick up Excellence, because it's real. We got issue 5 coming up real soon. And then we also have Contra Roll Call coming on September the 24th.
Yay, yay. Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
I don't know. I've been playing Gears, but a game. Salucha.
Brett Murdoch.
It's been real.
And Brian Monjoma.
Yep, I can't wait until the next gen Microsoft console. The Crossbox One Cross.
Oh, God.
I will never get tired of that joke. That is the best thing ever.
It's hilarious. All right, people. We'll see you on Sunday. Later.
Later, guys.
Laters. Jesus.